Good morning, RW Meat. It is Sunday, May 8th, 2011. This episode of Sugared Tomatoes comes to you in four parts. Part 1, this introduction. Part 2, the burning question. Part 3, top 5 questions that remain after the death of Osama bin Laden. And part 4, last comic standing. If I sound a little bit exhausted, I know I've been saying that for like the past 4 or 5 Sugared Tomatoes. I've had quite a week, and it's been a great week, but I am very, very tired, because Thursday was, my poetry award thing that I'll tell you about here in a minute, Friday was my birthday, Saturday was my mom's birthday, and today, Sunday, is, of course, Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to my mom, and your mom, and all the moms out there. But in addition to all of that, I have, like, 4 or 5 school projects due by the end of the week, and I just figured out that I'm going to be taking a huge, honking, countrywide math test in a couple weeks, too, so if I sound like I'm at the end of my rope, I've pretty much built a new rope at this point. Anyway, so, to recap, let's rewind to Thursday, which was my poetry award thing. You may remember 2 weeks ago on Sugared Tomatoes, I read to you a poem and said that that poem was a finalist in this statewide writing competition in which 8 different districts from all over the state that I am in entered poetry and essays and writings and all that good stuff, and people won by grade level. Well, I came in 2nd in my grade level. I lost to this really, really fantastic poem about the military and what it feels like to be in the heat of battle. They only read a couple stanzas of that poem, but I was kind of getting teary-eyed at it. But the amazing thing was, so everyone, they call up everyone to the stage as they're announcing the nominees. And every so often, they'll read a little bit of the poem or the essay, just to give the audience a preview of what it is. Well, I was already backstage because I needed to worry about getting my wheelchair up onto stage ahead of everyone else, because I didn't want to, like, crash into anything or be late. So I was already up on stage, and Margaret Peterson Haddix, the author of the Shadow Children series that I like very much, and the Found series that looks very good as well. So I really admire this author, and I was not expecting her to actually talk about my poem for a solid 2 minutes and then start reading from it. I mean, I wrote words down on a piece of paper about 3 or 4 months ago, and then I got to hear Margaret Peterson Haddix move her vocal cords in order to read those same words to a room full of people, probably 100 plus. So I was like, don't hit the podium, don't hit the podium, don't freak out. I was having your total nerd hyperventilation moments. Oh my god, Margaret Peterson Haddix is reading my poetry. I've jokingly started calling her Margaret freaking Peterson freaking Haddix. But that wasn't the best part of that night. Best part was, so they had a little bit of refreshments afterward. I'm just munching on a cookie and drinking some juice, and one of the guys who judged, who was actually an editor for probably the biggest newspaper that we have down here in my state, he comes up to me and he says, you know, we were actually Googling lines of your poem to make sure you hadn't plagiarized it. Now, at first that was kind of like insulting because I'm like a plagiarist, but then he's like, no, no, I didn't mean it like that. These could be lyrics on the radio right now. So apparently I'm good enough that people think I plagiarize. Which, I guess that's a compliment. I promise you that I do not plagiarize, even though it is very, very tempting to you, because there are very amazing authors in the world. I just couldn't live with myself and sleep at night if I copied off other people's work and made money and acclaim off of it. So, but that wasn't the end to my awesome weekend, because the following day, Friday was my birthday, and we had a pretty awesome birthday. I got a cell phone, so I've been using that nonstop pretty much all weekend. My hands are getting, like, this delayed carpal tunnel from texting so much. We went out to eat at one of my favorite places around town. I don't know if they have Mongolian barbecue where you live, RWMead, but it's this place where you basically make your own stir fry, and they pretty much have every single topping or side you would ever want under the sun. So my brother likes this place, I like this place, and decided to go to Mongolian barbecue. The day after that was actually my mom's birthday. We went to this fancy Italian restaurant because she wanted to. And my God, I swear they had the most delicious calamari ever. We're joking that we're going to have to live in a cardboard box now because we've spent like $200 on food this week alone. And plus, we haven't even done anything for Mother's Day yet, really. So that was delicious. And then I come home and my brother, Nick, who you can follow on Twitter at RealNickMartin, hint, hint. He says, you know, we have an Xbox now. One of my friends is... This is Nick talking, not me. One of Nick's friends. His Xbox broke, but he fixed it, and he just decided to give it to us because he has, like, two other ones. So now we've got a bunch of delicious food, cell phone, Xbox. So, pretty fantastic weekend, yeah. Retroactively, it kind of sounds like I'm gloating, actually. But, no, I'm just saying I have had quite the awesome weekend. Another thing that I've been doing this weekend is working on a super secret, top secret interview that's going to appear on Sugar Tomatoes probably in 2 or 3 weeks here. It takes a while to edit and stick together because the person that I'm interviewing, he was so generous to do this, even though he can't use Skype or any of the easier interviewing clients. He had to record all of the lines himself and send them to me via email so that I could mix them together. Nonetheless, I am so excited about this interview. I was able to sit down and listen to his part of it the other day, and it is fantastic. In other disjointed bits of news, you may have noticed that we've been trying new formats here at Sugar Tomatoes recently, and I'm trying yet another new one today, one that only comes to you in 4 parts. And those parts, you notice they're not really all that segment-based. This is for a very specific reason that I'm going to talk to RWMead about later, but I don't want to tell you guys anything right now because nothing's certain and I don't want to get your hopes up or do anything to that effect, but just be aware that if you like this kind of shorter format for Sugar Tomatoes, there could be more of it coming to you, including our next segment, The Burning Question.